Welcome to Don't Be All Like Uncool, a way too deep dive into the shallowest people on the planet. I'm Elizabeth, and queer baiting or actually dating?
Very good.
Thank you. And that is for Kyle Richards, who gave us a big fat plate of nothing here in the part three of the reunion. But we will get into that in just a second.
Queer baiting or clearly dating?
Oh, I'm joined by my lovely friend and co-host, Mr. Alex Morand.
Faint a dizzy spell, leave early with Garcelle.
Wow, we really had similar taglines this week. That's hilarious.
We're in a nice little rhymey mode. It's St. Patrick's Day when we record this.
Yeah.
We're feeling the spirit. We're both a little jolly.
We're jolly. For today. We're missing Julia, who's in London for the next 2 weeks. So Alex and I holding down the fort.
Jolly old London.
All right. Well, I think we kind of have to start with Beverly Hills, right?
Yeah, get it out of the way.
We were Kathy fans last season.
Sure, yeah.
I'm scared of Kathy now.
She has had time to prepare for her 15-minute appearance.
Longer than Anna Marie.
I feel like if she were on longer than that, though, we would get weird Kathy again. Because now we got very controlled, what her reputation suggests about her, Kathy.
Yeah, know? we kind of got to see through the curtain a little bit. It was unsettling, I'll say. Like, her comments about Sutton being like, oh, yeah, going through hot flashes. Like, it was just weird.
To go back on my tagline, I don't think that Sutton faked her little spell.
No!
But it is so funny that it happened right after the... Who of these housewives do you think is the most afraid of Kathy? And Sutton looked like truly a spell had been cast upon her.
She did, yes. Kathy cursed her right then and there. Now, Alex, the new big star of Bravo, Dancing with the Stars, got mentioned this episode. Mm-hmm. I was waiting for, when we were talking about Dancing with the Stars, Sheena to do a call-in and be like, why can't I be Dancing with the Stars? Why is it never about me? What is happening on Dancing with the Stars that Kyle said that she would not let Mauricio be on it?
There's a whole level of... I mean, you tell me, do you know if there's like a history of like Dancing with the Stars contestants like having affairs with their instructors?
I don't
that seems to be the
so.
Reputation they're talking about with this show.
I mean, dancing is very like sensual, but...
Sure, but Kyle's like a performer. She understands like... The facade of it all.
Yeah, I know.
Though yet again, I mean, there's been so many hints at like affairs happening in the relationship that maybe she just didn't want another thing to be fodder for that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Speaking of Mo, we got a little touch of Morgan. Did you think it was weird that Morgan's like, I'll play at your friend's memorial if you make out with me in my music video?
That made it seem like they're not.
I don't believe that story.
And if it's true, then yeah, Morgan Wade's totally using Kyle and it's not like a real friendship.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. Morgan Wade was not a household name. Kyle's like, she's critically acclaimed.
I've never heard of her.
I've never heard of her either, but who I have heard of? Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
So back to my tagline. Do you think that Kyle is like queer baiting, trying to do this for attention? Or do
yes.
you feel like she... really has feelings for Morgan, they haven't done anything,
nope.
Or maybe they have, and she's just not ready to say it out loud.
Kyle really wants to drag this out. You could see how she was trying to calculate how to not say, like, just straight up no.
Yeah.
When Andy asked her point blank, it's all a ruse.
So you
it's
think
like
that
a Dancing
nothing.
With the Star partnership.
So you think there's nothing going on?
I don't think anything's going on.
There. After a whole season, I get to come back and say, Kyle, too boring to be gay.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Are we ready for Vanderpump?
Oh, yeah.
Now, Alex, I'm really sorry to let you know, but you are holding down the Vanderpump fandom. Everybody hates this season. It is like Vanderpump's going to get canceled, except for
episode.
You, who's having the best time.
You didn't like Joe?
Okay, do we want to talk about Joe? You want to start with Joe?
Yeah. I've heard so much about her. I finally got to, like, meet her this week. It's great.
Joe is clearly, like, on drugs.
Yes.
And I
kind of... The drug of love.
The drug of love. I kind of feel bad for her because she just wants Schwartz to like her. And he is giving her absolutely nothing, totally leading her on, throwing her under the bus. Tom Sandoval fucking hates her. I don't know. I just feel kind of bad for her. She's been swindled by this idiot for some reason.
It's that Schwartz charm that's hard to, like, put a pin on. But I will say that after hearing, because Katie's been talking about Joe for a while and how she hates Joe, I totally get it. If I am Katie, I'm like, I hate this. Get her away from us.
Allie's face, I feel like. Allie, who's as close as the audience as we're going to get.
Yeah.
Allie was horrified by Joe's weird mouth noises, weird hand gestures.
Uh-huh. And Allie also said, you guys are so funny. Kind of like as a way to get them to, like, stop, maybe.
I'm really seeing the friendship here. Mm-hmm. These are friends. Speaking of Tom Sandoval hating Joe, Allie's just physical discomfort with Sandoval comes over. It was the most relatable thing I've ever seen on this show.
She's great. And I love how she just says out loud after he gives James the glasses, how he has done that before.
Yeah. She nailed it. Like, he's trying to buy her affection. Yeah, it's not good. Speaking of
Oh, and we got that flashback to Allie singing that was like a weird, like, do you know what I'm talking about?
The one of her as like a little girl.
Yeah, but it was like a weird, like, skeleton key for me to be like, oh, I kind of get Allie a little more now.
And she sings on her TikTok, and she's probably the most talented out of any of the cast. She was on a reality show when she was like a 14-year-old.
Kid Nation?
Not Kid Nation. I know you're very obsessed with Kid Nation right now. The most unhinged part of the episode, Shishu coming in. I know you love Sheena. She does nothing for me.
I love her. Do you think, in the Bravo sense of the word love?
Oh, like where, you love Jax?
Yes. Well, okay. Where maybe this is why I'm still fully on board with this season is her drama is so trivial and crazy to me that it's very funny.
Are you referring to, do you think he's more sad about losing your friendship than actually being out of a relationship with Ariana? Honestly, yes. Because he was so unhappy for so long. Okay, Sheena, you can't say that and then in the same week be like, Ariana didn't defend me and I don't like Sandoval at all. I was just standing next to him for that birthday photo. Well, he's still saying that you got a, what is it called? An RO on you because you punched somebody. Like, I don't know. Are they all just doing it for the show?
I think it's so clear that Sheena and Lala just hate all the good shit coming Ariana's way.
The jealousy.
Yeah, it's so transparent and they're playing it so wrong.
So the reunion filmed this weekend. Yeah, this last weekend.
With Brock, I guess Brock's like.
Yeah, he got a full on seat. Where's Allie? I'd rather have Allie go, that's such a Scorpio thing to say the whole time, than Brock. Brock better deliver. I kind of do like Brock, though. I know I shouldn't.
I like Brock. I know I shouldn't, too. But you can maybe cut this. But I told you that he was like the nicest one to me when I worked that one reunion. Like,
no, we should leave this in.
Okay. I mean, maybe we shouldn't like him, but he's coming across well this season.
He is. And I like that he was nice to you, Alex. Are we ready for Summer House?
Oh, yeah.
Lindsay compares Sandoval and Ariana's situation again. We are now 3 for 3 episodes that she's been in. Mm-hmm. Or 4 for 4.
The little check-in, Team Carl or Team Lindsay.
Not as fun as it's supposed to be.
No.
Are we just straight up going to be Team Carl? We're going to have to, like, really start doing devil's advocate here soon.
Yeah, I'm still Team Carl, but I try to give Lindsay a little edge. Every time I lean on the, well, maybe that is potentially shitty that he's bringing up her drinking, I then think, Lindsay, you know what relationship you're in. Maybe you shouldn't start drinking.
Drinking, power drinking.
Yeah.
She is shit-faced, shooting dirty martinis, and like... Know what? My thing with Lindsay is, it's weird that all these conversations are happening in cars. where there's no camera.
They got to start putting cameras in cars.
Yeah, I'm a little confused about that. What's killing me is Lindsay says something unhinged. Okay, sure, benefit of the doubt. She just says, are you smoking weed today and you're tired and you want to go home? That's the biggest benefit of the doubt I could give. But then in the aftermath, she calls him, what does she call him? Like an emotional terrorist. She says he's the biggest gaslighter. And Lindsay is doing the thing that drives me nuts. People are allowed to disagree with you. And I know it feels like their disagreement is calling your reality into question. But that's not true. That's not gaslighting. People are allowed to have difference of opinion. And she kind of represents the curse of being a constant victim.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when your goal is to win the fight, this is what you get.
Yeah. She has no self-awareness about that either. She has a whole cast that's been telling her this for years.
Yes. And then, of course, people are making compilations of Lindsay and Sheena and putting them on TikTok.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. She also called Carl like a demon. Like, she was using a lot of really harsh words.
And then when they got there and she's drinking her tea outside and won't talk to him, like, she doesn't like him. What are we doing?
Yeah, she doesn't want to hang out with him.
No.
I don't know. The weirdest thing to this episode is that Kyle was the most sympathetic to Lindsay.
He's got a show and we can't just have a villain. I don't know.
I know. But I mean, he was like the best at like talking to her, which was a surprise to me.
It is.
I hate that Danielle is just kind of gloat, like basking in this.
I'm not going to interfere. Why? This isn't your relationship. Why would you interfere? That's what normal people do, Danielle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Weston, yeah. Sierra. What do you think the timeline of this relationship will be?
They'll break up with 2 episodes left. Like, I think she likes the attention.
That's longer than I'm giving them.
She likes the attention, but she doesn't like him, and I like him so much. But he's on Bravo, which is like the biggest red flag of them all.
Yeah, he's young.
How old is he?
I think he's 28.
Oh, but Sierra's probably 28, right?
I know, but like, I was just shocked when I heard, like, he seems, I don't know. But I think that, what's his name? Goofy Carl.
Jesse Solomon.
Jesse Solomon.
Goofy Carl.
Is going to step in a dramatic way. I have a feeling he was with her a lot this episode. Or there's going to be some other guy we're not aware of that's going to come in and like come by the house for like a day or something. She's just going to have like another like male reference point to kind of compare Wes to, and it's not going to be good for Wes.
Jesse Solomon is very interesting, and he's really going hard for Team Carl and being like, Lindsay's fucking nuts, and is actually saying something about it.
Yeah.
Where I feel like, I mean, to quote Paige, I lay low. I'm not saying shit.
Yeah.
I think we get Craig next episode.
It's also not I'm also Team Carl, but it's not a good look for like a guy who doesn't really know what's going on to come and be like, I support the dude, man. That bitch is crazy to have like that sort of attitude.
Yeah. Also, like, the thing with Lindsay, it doesn't matter if she's right because her blows are so low. Like, if she genuinely thought that he was on drug, calling him cocaine Carl, that's kind of it.
Mm-hmm.
But she just hits below the belt. Alex, how are we going to make it to the end of the season?
With them still together?
Yes.
I don't know. Well, what's crazy to me, I'm excited to see honestly what happens and why the Team Carl, Team Lindsay thing might shift. Because remember how sympathetic the cast was towards Lindsay during BravoCon about it? They were kind of all like Team Lindsay.
And then they said, you need to see.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's going to be interesting. All right. Awards. My stroking out award, named after Anne-Marie, who said, I don't want Crystal to stroke out. Not a great bedside manner thing to say. Goes to Anne-Marie again, who demanded that they call an ambulance for Sutton. They need to call 911. To which the paramedic on staff said, yeah, we're not going to do that. In the most condescending tone. It was hilarious for Anne-Marie. Alex, what's your award?
This is going to be controversial. You're not going to like it.
Okay.
The Schwartz Might Be With You award goes to West from Summer House. Now,
I don't like it.
Let me explain. This episode particularly, I was picking up on a lot of Schwartzisms and had the thought, are we about to be totally tricked by this guy? Are we going to be charmed by him at first? He's kind of goofy. He's kind of funny. And then the Schwartziness is going to start coming out. I don't want it to happen. That's why it might be with him.
No, he does have like...
But as you said earlier, he wants to be on a Bravo show. That's already a red flag.
He also has the like... I'm just a little silly goofball.
Yep.
Oh, I'm so worried.
I could see him saying Bubba. I could see him doing all that shit.
But Schwartz was a piece of shit because he was mean to his wife. Well, we never really saw him like...
We haven't seen West in a relationship yet.
No, and we never really saw Schwartz in the talking stage. Well, I guess we are with Joe.
And he's being very silly with her, is he not?
Oh, Alex, I really hope you're wrong. Alex, I did not like that award at all.
I'm sorry, but you know, you gotta shake things up every once in a while. Oh. Character assassination.
May the Schwartz be with you. All right. Well, Alex, thank you so much for joining me.
Anytime.
You can catch new episodes of the Don't Be All Like Uncool podcast every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcast, and Podbean. You can also follow us on Instagram at @likeuncoolpodcast. Remember to rate, review, subscribe, and mention it all.